Yes, my first semester in Stony Brook was very. It's like a roller was like a roller coaster. At the beginning, it was very difficult. I find very obstacles in the teaching, but after a while, I get used to it, and I think I did it very good, and I find many friends, and it was like a very good experience.
Did you take many courses?
No, I took 3 courses: English, Global Woman Cinema, and Linguistic.
Could you briefly tell me about
Oh
those?
yeah, the English course was Oral English Advanced. It was for practicing speaking and conversation with a native speaker. And the Global Woman Cinema was a very interesting course that I took on gender studies, and I did a work on the movie Lost in Translation. I keep talking. Okay.
Went to another question then. You have been working as a TA, right?
Yes, I was working as a TA.
What was your assignment as a TA?
I was teaching Spanish to Native American speakers, native of English, and I teach Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10, and it was a very intense experience. I have a very difficult group, but I learned a lot from them. I learned a lot from my own language, because I never been so conscious about some of the issues of my own language and how to explain it. And I receive a lot from the students, and it was a very good experience.
So when you teach Spanish to American students, did you use English or Spanish?
I was told that I only need to speak on Spanish, but I find it a bit difficult, especially at the beginning, because some of the students didn't have a clue about what I was talking about. But there was like a, it was like a mixed group, so there were people who already took 9 years of Spanish before that, and some people who had never done anything about in Spanish in their whole life. So I tried to speak as much as I could on Spanish, but some of the explanations, especially about the assignments and the logistic of the course, I need to give them to give it to them in English.
And you must have also office hours
Yeah,
as
I
well.
had office hours on Monday and Wednesday, but I also give them like extra office hours on Friday if they need to. And it was very easy, to be honest, because no, only one or two of the students came often to the office hours, and they didn't give me a lot of work there.
When you talk to your students but one-to-one face to
Yes.
face, did you use English or Spanish?
Yes, outside of the class, I spoke completely in English, because I need to reach them and explain things that were unclear on the class. So it's easier for them and for me to do it on English. Yes.
Could you give me one example of concepts that you taught to your students in English?
Yes, it's more like I need to teach in Spanish things like the structures that I need to put examples that I can't teach on English because it will confuse them and it will make them use English all the time. But however, I need to explain things like when are the exam, when do I expect from them to give me the assignments, or maybe something that they don't understand, why this structure works in Spanish, and I explain them that in English it's not much different, so I try to compare it to them. So that's when I use English, but it's not very common. I try to keep it to the lowest level. Oh, I'm going to Spain on the winter break. I travel on next Wednesday at night, so I have only one day to correct all the exams, and I'm going to be there for almost a whole month. I'm trying to be with my family and my friends, and try to plan a little bit for the next semester. And also rest a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, the next semester I'm going to teach the same course, but again.